Hi, I'm Rashid Okunlara, coach speaker, author of Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business, and founder of SoulTrader.biz. And a very warm welcome back to the Soul Trader podcast series. Welcome back if you're here, of course, and you're a regular and you've been tuning into a number of these podcasts over the last few months. And a very, very warm welcome if you're new, if you've just clicked on this for the first time because perhaps the topic appealed to you or somebody pointed you toward the site or you've just happened upon it on iTunes. All of these ways are really wonderful ways, however it's happened. There's a subtle time with today's theme there with that. And today's theme is time to make a move, making a move. In some way, shape or form, is it a time where you need to make some kind of move personally, professionally, in business, in your own personal lives, within where it is you are, making a move to change some things in and around your business, or it may well be a literal move. Over the years, people making moves has been the kind of work that I've been doing. You know, I coach some clients, a number of clients, in fact, a couple of my clients over the last few years have moved across the globe to different parts of the world for job opportunities, for career opportunities, somewhere they've stayed there, somewhere they've worked there for a period of time and what have you. I myself have just moved into a new home, and I remember toward the fall, September or so of last year, I was thinking, aha, you know, now is a time where I'm really feeling ready to move. And I just very, very recently moved, literally just upstairs to where I was before. But it strikes me that there will be these times in your life or in your business life where needing to make a move may well be relevant for you. Now, you may well be listening to it and it may well be absolutely really pertinent to you because you've been for some time feeling as though you really do want to make a move, to move from having been employed to being your own boss. I've been there. I remember when I was first made redundant many years ago for my first job, and I vowed never to work full time again. I used that as an opportunity to make a move to pursue, first of all, a singing career. And then there were other times where I was working again part time in communications, being a communications manager. And then as my interest in personal self-development and spiritual development and coaching and training had unfolded, then again, there was a time to make different kind of moves. So The first thing I want to invite you to pause and think about is, in what way do you feel that now is a time for you to make a move? What does making a move mean to you? You might think, oh, well, it's not actually that relevant because right now it's actually about being still. Okay, even that might well be about being mindful. What is it that moves you away from you being centered and still? So if you're feeling actually very, very comfortable, maybe that's an acknowledgement for you to come back to the center, to the heart, to your core, and just to be very, very still. It's interesting. I've got a client at the moment who I've just started working with, amazing person who's been on an inner journey. And that inner journey has taken him to silence and to a real journey of self-discovery. And he's now thinking about what it is he wants to do in his career. But on a deep level, he's wanting to make sure that he stays very much rooted to who he is and to being still and to being centered and being silent, being connected to himself and connected to life. And so in that way, it's been an inner move. And then it's about being still and returning to the stillness and to that centeredness. That might be the case for you. And interestingly, it may well be that it is about at one and the same time, you being still, and then a case of what things really resonate with you that feel that they need to be addressed right now. So I want you to sit with that. That being still, being centered, then asking yourself, where am I now? And what things, where do I feel that it's about making a move? From this centeredness, it may be that one or two things come to your attention. There's a moment in the Soul Trader book where I'm not sure if I talk about it in the Soul Trader book, actually. It might well be in my book, The Gift of Inner Success. It definitely is in the book of Inner Success, where I touch on If you were lost in a forest, the first thing you would do after realizing after a while that you were lost, maybe fighting that feeling of having been lost, you would stop, you'd pause. And then it might be that you'd be able to see a clearing here or there, or you might be able to retrace your steps. So for you, it might well be about this being still and stopping, because it might be in a lot of movement that's going to help you then identify where your next move is. So there's lots and lots of nuances to this thing about moving. So I've touched a little bit on this inner element of movement, this inner movement. And I would certainly say to you, if it is a time where you're not sure what your next move is going to be, or that it should be, this inner movement, this inner journey may really, really resonate with you. Now you might think, well, Rashi, that's a bit abstract to me right now, because I'm just focusing on my business and I need to just decide what the next business steps and so on are going to be, or I need to just get a few things happening in terms of my marketing and my business development, or in terms of winning more clients, or whatever it might well be. But again, if you're able to harness thing of being very still and being very aware of how you feel and connected to yourself and what feels right and to your values and so on, then you'll see with far more clarity that direction which you want to move in. So this being still is going to help you to spot the directions in which you're wanting to move. But is there anything that's coming to you as we speak, as we explore this, where you feel that it is that you're wanting to make a move? I want you to perhaps first turn your attention to your home life. Is there something where you do need to make a move? There may well be personal circumstances, personal challenges, maybe your health, your well-being, where you need to make a move because actually you're not as mobile as you once were, or you've been feeling some aches and pains, and you've been putting off getting some expert advice on that. So that might be an area where you need to make a actual move. Maybe as in my case a while ago, or a number of people's case, you are feeling as though, hang on a minute, it is about a move. It's about moving home, or it's, I remember once coaching somebody, and I think I mentioned it in the Soul Trader book, and we were coaching her. She loved nature. And it was about, in her case, she happened to live by a nature reserve, but her office was on the opposite side to the bit where you could see the reserve. And so for her, making a move was about her moving her office space. So it may well be quite a subtle thing. It might be about moving, redecorating, moving furniture around. One of my brothers, every so often, whenever I go to his house, he's always gently removed the furniture around. It just refreshes things. There's a lot of tools in around neuro-linguistic programming where you'll actually get people to physically move, because when you've got a different, when you move, you get a different kind of perspective and things. You know, there's a lot of evidence at the moment, isn't there, saying that we increasingly live sedentary lives. You know, we're sat at our desk for many hours, or we're working from a particular space for many hours. We're driving from here to all the time. We walk far less, so the movement is less, and so therefore the body gets heavier, stiller, and there's less movement. So maybe for you, it's about getting up and moving. I've coached a number of clients whereby actually it physically is about that. They enjoy running, they enjoy exercise, and so on, and so that's incredibly important to them. Is that what making a move means to you, where you should be making a move? Perhaps it's just that you need to be moving around a little bit more, and you haven't. This is also going to be great for creativity, things like that, the physical movement, just moving from one space to another space. In fact, one of the things that I've noticed about where I am based now is I've noticed that there's a slightly different energy, in fact, a very different energy of each of the rooms in the house. And as I move from each room, I'm very, very aware of the different, just the slightly different vibe of each room in the house. And I love every single room, but each room has a different element. So I'm getting used to flowing with that. Because often we're so stuck in our heads, we often become a bit divorced from this thing about this movement, about the bodily movement, the energetic movement. Maybe for you, this thing about where am I going to move, or moving on up on making a move. You know, there's so many different spins to it, isn't it? Moving up, moving on, moving in, moving out, moving around. Play around with that moving word and see where it lands for you. Is it about moving on? Is it about moving up? Is it about therefore challenging yourself? Is it about moving in somewhere? So we've touched a little bit about home. Are the things that need to be addressed? We started off talking a little bit about your personal life and so on, maybe about your health and your well-being. Maybe there are some other moves that need to be made. Maybe it's about relationships. Maybe you've moved apart from a loved one, from a dear one, emotionally, physically, geographically, energetically, intellectually. So what's the degree of closeness that feels right for this next chapter in that relationship? Maybe it is about that you're moving apart, or that needs to be moves that you need to make to bring you together to create a dialogue. Other friends, families, is there a partner situation that needs that kind of attention, that you need to make a move there? So just sit with that. So we talked a little bit about the home, we talked a little bit about within yourself, and we've talked a little bit about some of those relationships. And again, I really encourage you to sit with this, see what emerges, gently and naturally. But let's turn our attention now to your business, to your work. Where do you need to make a move there? You know, sometimes there are some people in business or in careers who are very, very bold, and they feel quite fearless, or the thrill of going for things is very much in their nature. And so they're very used to picking up the phone, calling. I was called up out of the blue from somebody who knew somebody had coached the other day and said, this particular person happened to mention you. They spoke highly of what you did, but maybe it would be good for us to chat, etc., etc., etc. This person, I got a feeling of just but from their energetically how they spoke over the phone, that they're very, very, very used to just picking up the phone and making all sorts of moves, because he recognised there might well be some synergy with his business. And perhaps the kind of people I met, or people I coached, in terms of the work that he did in his particular field. So you might be the kind of person where this thing about making move may well be very natural for you, and might be something you are unconcerned about. In which case, it might be about the nature or the speed of how you make your moves that's going to be very important. So for you, it's not about making moves that's going to be able to create that kind of momentum, because remember, there's a link between movement and momentum, and the momentum is the thing that you're wanting in order to make things continue to happen and unfold and to flow. But actually, are you aware of the speed of movement, or the nature of movement, or whether the movement is too jerky or comfortable in terms of making things happen, in terms of relationships? So that's the one thing, if you are speedy and frequent in terms of your movement. But if you're the kind of person who tends to be slower or more considered or more risk averse, I invite you to think, what's the move that you need to be making? What feels right? What place feels right for you next? Maybe about where you already are and letting things organically grow. And that might be the movement that you realise is important. It may be more pronounced that saying to you, actually, you know what, I really should call this person or make some new connections or start going out networking event again, or going to some events and so on. So I was coaching a client of mine quite recently, and we were talking a little bit about her business, and as we were doing this coaching session, she reported to me, she said, you know, she has a natural health products and wonderful products, And we were doing a session, and she had just exhibited it quite successfully at some local shows. And there was some momentum and a lot of interest. And the move of actually running these shows and being at these festivals had led to creating all sorts of marketing materials, the stand, etc., had generated her getting people involved to come along and support and be on the stand. So actually, this one act of deciding we're going to be at this particular event had created in itself all sorts of other types of movement. So that's the nature of movement. Movement tends to beget movement. But it was really great because she then reported back to me when she told me about it afterwards. She said, "Actually, Rashida, it was really great. You know, there's so much we sold. We've got this number of people onto our list, and people seem to be really engaged." And I also realized that I'm the kind of person, I'm best out and about there meeting people. I'm not at my best when I'm just behind a desk. And she'd spent probably the best part of 2 years behind a desk, still doing other stuff, but she's a real people person, engaging with people. Her best position is that position in which she's out engaging with people. So again, this links to movement. What is your best position? If you were in any kind of a sport, a team sport, football, take something like football, basketball, or whatever, or rugby, whatever it might well be, cricket. What's your best position on the field? Are you playing in your best position? Is it somehow that you need to kind of slightly make a move? And sometimes you work for those organizations, the person in the office, and you think, "Now make the most brilliant front of desk person." So there's lots of things here to sit with, to consider when we talk about making a move. So I'm going to begin to bring this to a close. But before I do bring it to a close, picking up on that last thing, is it the case that you need to get out there and get out more, as they say, to get networking? Maybe it's a bit like the case of my particular contact. It's about her now being out and about far more, or making a bigger move in terms of to be at festivals and so on. I've got another client who produces wonderful products. In the past, he sold them at, interestingly, yet different types of large events. He's always been interested in producing clothing, and we recognize a particular opportunity with a big event where he sold products before. He's kind of been inactive in many things for some time, and I've set him a challenge that we will produce a certain number of his garments for a particular large event where he sold big quantities before, and to see what happens in that movement. Sometimes we don't make a move because we'll only make that move if we know that then a movement that we're wanting will happen. So that, but that's a risky kind of game to play with life. Make that move because that movement feels right for you. And it's true to what it is that you're doing. So likewise, are the people you should be emailing, calling, dropping a line to? And what way of doing that would feel most naturally to you? Again, for many people, just picking up the phone to somebody you don't know isn't very naturally your style. But what could be? Could it be dropping them a note, writing them a letter? Could it be discovering them on Twitter, following some of the stuff that they did, and then getting in touch that particular way? Be mindful about what way is that best way to make a move that's helpful to you and that's also helpful to them. That point about thinking about how is it I could best serve, you know, the theme that I talk about in the Soul Trader book, Serve, Don't Sell, that may well help you when it comes to making a move because you might think, "Oh, well, I'm not really good at making calls or just dropping people an email or all of this kind of stuff." Lots of marketing things will require movement. And you're not doing it because you're not quite sure. For you, it might just be about moving a little bit of text around the website. One bit of movement may well create another bit of movement. So where is it that you could create some movement? Where is it that you don't feel stuck? Because, of course, this thing about movement also does suggest that sometimes we might feel stuck or stilted. So just a number of things there for you to consider and for you to sit with or think about. And as is apt, really, with this, with movement, action is a great thing to unfold from that. So we've covered a range of things today, from the inner movement of being still, being silent, being centered and reconnecting with yourself, which is the thing that you may well constantly want or need to do just to recenter. And then from there, I'm inviting you to step out into the world, to embrace the world, to embrace yourself and to embrace life itself as you move forward and flow on your Soul Trader journey. I wish you all the best. I'm Rashid Ogunlaru. You'll discover more of these podcasts here on soul-trader.biz or on iTunes, where you can also subscribe. And remember, there's a monthly free webinar on our site, again, the soultrade.biz site. Just go to the events page and you'll see that. And you can check out all the past ones and also other articles and goodies and so on. And of course, there's free membership and other tools. So check those things out. All the best. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Or you tuning in soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, actually, on that note, when I talked about, you know, seeing you soon, remember, if you're in and around London or you're visiting London at any time, currently I run a regular workshop at the British Library. It changes from year to year or from time to time. It's currently called Networking for Success, which is a really good opportunity for you to get out, connect with people and to make some new contacts. It'll be lovely to see you there. And again, you can find all those dates and details on the soultrader.biz website and that link so that you can sign up and book in. So I hope to see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.